DJW in your OTR.
74DJW. I'm turning on McElhaney off of 101 right behind your house.
Well, I'm out of breath. I just walked up those stairs, which you say is life. But my legs are shot. We've been to the doctor since 9 o'clock this morning when Bernice had a echo of her heart. They're looking at her mitral valve. And then I went to our doctor at Dr. McGee, and I got all good reports. And I asked him again, I said, it's hard for me to believe that I growed a kidney stone as big as a golf ball so fast. He said, Tom, I couldn't either. He said, I looked at your CT scan, and a year later, he said you had none, zero. And a year later, you had one that was an inch and a quarter, and your kidney was full of kidney stones. And so that reiterated that he was quite correct.
Indication of what causes that or anything you could, like, change in diet or anything like that to prevent that from happening again?
A very extensive pathology test, if he orders it, and he did. And you take, they mail you this kit, and you basically urinate in it for 24 hours, and then you send it back FedEx next day air, and insurance pays for it all. And he had that report, and it was pages long. And he said, Tom, everything looks normal except you need a little potassium. Well, I take for my heart a spironolactone tablet, and the nurse explained that it kind of fights the potassium at times. So I got to go back in a month, which they couldn't find an appointment because they're all taken, even with his PA. But she's going to call me and let me know when. But he said, basically, everything else is good. He says, that was just a little bit low, but not drastically low. And so he says, I'm very satisfied with it. And my PSA went down from 6.8 to 4.2, which meant, I said, what's that mean? And he said, it means that the cancer isn't growing. Couldn't get any better than that, Dave.
JW, well, good for you, Tom. Hopefully he won't be making any money off of either one of us soon.
They don't get everything that the insurance bills, but just that surgery was $80,000, you know, with the hospital and all the doctors and the anesthesiologists and that. It just seems amazing. But I'll tell you what, he's worth every penny of it.
And I both, we're both very satisfied with him, with above all, his ability to communicate at our level, right, instead of at a doctor's level. I mean, he just talks to you like you and I talk. You know, that means a whole lot.
I never met a stranger, and we was in the doctor's office, and there was several of us old-timer veterans, and I looked across from me, and this gentleman had a World War II hat on, and I looked at him, and I didn't ask him how old he is, because I knew he had to be at least around 95. He had all of his faculties. He was looked to be in good health. He's been on television 4 times. His hat had a Bronze Star with Valor and Purple Heart, and you name it, Dave. And just as humble as can be. And I started talking to him, and I asked the nurse afterwards, I said, I know you're not supposed to give out personal information, but I said, I know that gentleman's at least 95. She said he was 104 years old, Dave.
That is impressive. That's like Eddie's 100. He checks into our net every now and then. Not every time, but he's there to 30% anyway. That's really, really good.
Boy, his faculties were 100% on the ball. Just a slight bit of hearing loss, which is normal when you get older. But I was honored, and he'd been honored by the French government. He was an infantry, and he was at D-Day in the invasion of Utah Beach, Dave.
That'd be, to sitting down with him be like sitting down with Ray. The conversation could go on forever.
It's Ray. I unfortunately was only up there a very few times, and he's just one of those special guys. There's no question. And he was in the Korean War.
And my dad was in. They were really close to the same age. That's why Johnny and I are really close to the same age. We were kids together when they were doing field day up in Mount Pisgah.
I've only been up there once or twice, and I wanted to eat at that Pisgah Inn, but you know, there's always a line there a mile long, and I don't like waiting in line for food.
In a long time either. I think the last time I ate there, I caught the fish out of the river and cleaned them and put them in a pan with a little bit of butter and ate them myself. Best fish I ever had.
Sorry. Yeah, I can remember taking my nephews fishing and going out at night and sitting on the banks with the Coleman lanterns and that. And they never forgot it, Dave. They still remember those days. And we mostly caught catfish back in them days, but it all turned out to be three good nephews, I'll tell you.
Coleman lanterns too, with the mantles that once they burned the first time, you couldn't even breathe on them hard, and they would break and come off there. But as long as you didn't jolt them too much, they'd last for a long time. Those were pretty cool lanterns.
I've got them when they filled up gas a little bit in there, made a pretty good flame too. But yeah, if you blowed on them, you just blow them right off after they once had been lit, but they last for hours. But now we got LEDs, and you can change the color, temperature, and everything else. But those were the good old days. But you always had to have that Coleman lantern fuel with you. And then they had the Coleman lantern stoves where you could burn those and cook your food. I didn't do a whole lot of camping, but we'd go out and stay out till midnight or so and take the boys fishing up there. Bernice would go to her mom's at the farm, and I'd take the boys out. They'd be home baling hay and such. But Dave, I'll let you go. I heard you on there when I signed off with Dave, and I'm going to get me a bite to eat here and a cup of coffee and just chill out. You going up flying?
Into my parking spot at the field, and there's already some people here, so the gate was open. I didn't have to get out and open it. But good talking to you, Tom. Enjoy your snack or supper, whichever, and talk to you later. In 0TRW4DJW.
It's 92 degrees, southwest wind 2 to 9. Feels like 103 because it's 60%. Be careful out there. This is N0TR, clear.